All three touchdowns were brief, according to information compiled by a team from the National Weather Service at Lincoln, which toured areas of Vermilion County surveying possible damage. An Armstrong Potomac tornado had estimated peak winds of 90 miles per hour. It tracked for just over 5 miles with a maximum width of 80 yards and was categorized as an EF1 tornado. It touched down at 5:06 p.m. Tuesday, about 3 miles south of Armstrong along North 270 East Road, where it damaged some trees. It then moved east, where it snapped two power poles and was caught on video approaching the Potomac Collison Road before uprooting 12 large trees. The Collison tornado tracked for 7 miles with estimated winds of 70 miles per hour and a maximum width of 40 yards. It first touched down shortly after 5 p.m., about 4 miles southwest of Collison, where it damaged some trees. It was videotaped by storm spotters as it passed about 2 miles southeast of Collison, where it damaged more trees. It then progressed northeast through the Horseshoe Bottom Nature Preserve, where it damaged some trees before dissipating along East 200 North Road. The Weather Service says the third confirmed tornado touchdown in Vermilion County Tuesday evening was near Bismarck. It touched down at 5:39 p.m., about 3 miles east of Bismarck, with estimated peak winds of 75 miles per hour. It tracked 1.8 miles after causing some tree damage along East 2500 North Road. As it moved northeast, the tornado damaged the roof of an outbuilding before dissipating as it approached the Indiana state line. That Bismarck tornado occurred as the 8th grade graduation ceremonies were taking place at the Bismarck Henning Junior High School in Bismarck on Tuesday evening. Those in attendance took shelter as the storm passed. There were no injuries or deaths associated with any of the Vermilion County storms on Tuesday evening. The Weather Service determined that damage in the Westville area was caused by straight-line winds, estimated between 60 and 100 miles per hour. Damage there was mostly to trees. However, a handful of power poles had to be replaced east of Westville due to storm damage. I'm Bill Pickett.